Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I can't get my TV to turn down. What are you asking me?
Oh, what are the chances of your voting in August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I have a mail-in ballot. I'm 90 years old, and I can't go to the polls. I've got a mail.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So you will third day to vote, you say?
I'm eligible to vote. Yes, I'm 90 years old, and I have a mail-in ballot.
I understand. And do you plan to vote Democratic primary or Republican primary?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Thank you. And what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
In 1934.
Thank you. Officers who ask, "Where's the gun?" In your household, are Hispanic or Latino descent?
What did you say?
Are you or anyone in your house is Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you go ahead?
I'm Caucasian, white.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
I cannot hear you because I cannot turn my TV down. Something happened to it. I don't know what happened. I need new batteries, I guess. I can't hear what you're saying. Oh, I just turned
it's okay.
It off.
Wait. I will repeat it. Generally speaking, do you think that the teams in Florida are going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
It is a... repeat that, please.
Yes. Do you think planes in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
What's going right in the right direction? And what do you mean? I don't understand your question. What is going
generally,
in the right direction?
Generally speaking, do you think Florida is going in the right direction or wrong direction?
For what?
Generally speaking.
I'm sorry, what?
Just generally speaking.
Generally speaking? You mean for
yes,
the election?
Yes,
I can't answer that. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's okay. And let me ask you, I'm going to read you the names of some persons, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each person as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's just start with Joe Biden. It is favorable or unfavorable for you?
Well, he's dropped out of the race. I have to vote for Camilla. Is that what you want to ask? Is that what you want to know?
No, the question is how favorable is for you this person? It is favorable, unfavorable?
For Joe Biden?
Yes, ma'am.
But he's not in the race anymore.
It's okay. The question is how favorable is that person for you personally?
It is favorable, yes.
Okay. Will you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. What about Barbara Sheriff? It is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. Would you say it's blurry or somewhat?
What is it?
Would you say it is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
We have a bad connection. I don't understand what you said. Please repeat.
Mm-hmm. Would you say Barbara Sheriff is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable. What's the next question?
The next one is Kamala Harris. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Chad Kretschmann. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Is he Democrat?
Now, I don't have that specific information, just the name.
Well, he said, keep sending me papers or bulletins or big postcards. It doesn't say whether he's Democrat or Republican. I don't know. So
okay.
I guess I got favorable.
Okay. And what about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.?
I don't know these people. I don't know.
It's okay.
I have to hang up. I have another call coming in. Thank you anyway. Bye.
We're almost done. We're almost done in the survey, ma'am. Bye.